This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? That's the question. You provide the answers. Hi, everybody. It's Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. This is where you say hello, Todd.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kevin Flynn is going to be manning the Fargo microphones. Todd's got the Bismarck microphones. Kevin and I are headed down to the Twin Cities later today for the Trump rally. We got Daniel on the phone.
I'm wishing for sauerkraut today.
Oh, I know.
Attaboy. I don't know. I would rather be with you.
Sauerkraut and welcoming in the beautiful weather. Winter.
Well, you know what happened last year?
About to arrive, folks. About to arrive.
Last year, there was 12 to 16 inches of snow. Valley City got hammered with even more. A sauerkraut day must be like the official marking point of the beginning of snow season now.
There you go. A lot to cover today on all kinds of topics in the news, but we always defer to you, our fine listeners, to ask you what's on your mind. So what did you wake up thinking about today? What are you thinking about this very moment? Let us know. Gordy in Fargo is first to go here. Let's get to it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bill O'Reilly, that Bill O'Reilly on a new book, will join us later in the program, so stay tuned for that, too. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Gordy.
So, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I always laugh when I hear about stuff like this Greta Thunberg coming to North Dakota, and the sense of humor that our wonderful God has, in that the global warming activist is here one day and we get 20 inches of snow the next day. I love it. The irony of it is just not lost on this child of God, I'll tell you what. It's hilarious. So, and then when you brought up, I don't know if I was cut in or whatever, but you brought up that other 12-year-old that went in front of the UN back in like 27 years ago, and they're saying the same thing. And, it's like the meme that goes around on Facebook where it's, you know, AOC saying the world's going to end in 12 years and Al Gore saying, I was saying that 30 years ago. it's unbelievable.
It is. It's also, I found it amusing that this was huge news to local media. They just thought this Greta story was, wow, this is really, really big. And as if there's some, authority behind a 16-year-old Swedish climate activist. I think they're probably a dime a dozen in Sweden. No? I don't think this is a particularly new. But
was she here during DAPL?
She was not, but she brought DAPL into her conversation yesterday, telling the crowd she was speaking at this symbolic place of resistance. There's that word resistance again. So the same stuff they're doing related to Donald Trump. It's the left's mantra right now.
We are the resistance.
Yeah. Translation, we're throwing temper tantrums.
Yeah. Resistance.
This is the little girl from 27 years ago.
We're a group of 12 and 13-year-olds trying to make a difference.
I shouldn't be up here.
Oh, there's Greta.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope.
I didn't.
How dare you?
I am afraid to go out in the sun now because of the holes in our ozone.
People are...
Why would I save somebody that young for hope?
Same script 27 years later.
I was trying to respectfully listen, and you two are just yucking it up right over there.
I can't help it. I can't keep a straight face.
Crying out loud.
Well, Scott, when she talks, do you feel hope?
Yes, I have a tingle in my leg from all of the insightful information that comes from.
You know, neither one of us can keep a straight face on that one. Sorry, Scott.
The inspiration there. Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate the call, and I agree with you there. What's on your mind, folks? Kristen Wing, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
This is Fred and Wing.
Oh, Fred and Wing. They told me, Chris. Hello, Fred. How are you?
I am just wishing I could be with you guys on that bus today, and I'm wishing you all kinds of luck. I couldn't go, but I want to say the sciences are what's being worshipped by these people. Science, the political science is what guys like Stalin and Hitler worshipped. They did, the science was worshipped more than God. And then when you get into the climate science, then they all of a sudden the science of the climate captures their hearts more than God, when they should be praying to God and not trying to work through the science. Science is a great thing. I mean, we wouldn't even have oil coming out of the Bakken field if it wasn't for science, you know? And I'm all for science and everything, but when science takes over your whole way of thinking and you don't consider God with it, it becomes a danger. And look at the dangers we're facing because of this climate science and because of this social sciences, which teaches us that it's okay to have socialism. And then you guys are going down there today. You're going to be facing these two sciences, people believing in science and not God. And you're going to be, that's what you're going to be up against when you get down there. But we got to think of our own selves. You know, we've been forecasting this storm is coming. And are we worshiping sometimes the science of weather forecasting? When we say, it's going to blizzard, it's coming, get ready, get out and get as much done as you can. We ought to be praying to God to change it. We can't leave God out of any science. And these people that are going down on this bus today, everybody, hey, you are evangelists from North Dakota, evangelizing conservatism. So good job down there, guys. And I'm behind you 100%.
Thank you, Fred. It's standing up for common sense. I have to tell you, I've been to Trump rallies before. I didn't necessarily need to be at this one. I like to go there to see it all and, you know, find things that other media wouldn't report so we can talk about it on the air. What motivated me to want to go with bells on is that mayor.
Oh, Mayor Turd? Oh, I mean, Mayor.
So you two are going to have to go into the corner.
You have to narrow that a lot. Down to which turd you're talking about.
I'm not sure.
The one in Minneapolis, for example.
Why do we want to lower the discourse on this program to their level?
True. Sorry.
So that they finally catch on?
I mean, I have a hard time restraining myself on descriptions of this mayor. This pretty boy.
Kevin does.
Justin Trudeau wannabe. Yeah, he doesn't. I noticed that.
Well, I never thought he did, isn't he?
Yeah. But the one good thing about him, he is for diversity. He's for diversity, right? Let me find out. He held a press conference yesterday. I'm pretty sure he said he was for diversity. So we got to applaud him for that. Right?
The residents of the city of Minneapolis. When the news broke of the upcoming rally, I said that under ordinary circumstances, I would be honored to welcome a sitting president of the United States. I also said that these are not ordinary circumstances. Here's what I meant when I wrote that. In Minneapolis, we stand up for our neighbors. We welcome people from all over the world, and we are united in the belief that our diversity is a source and a form of strength. That is the premise, and that is the promise of our great nation.
Okay, I can pause that a second, would you? I have a different political opinion than the mayor. Is his diversity big enough to welcome me down there? He doesn't like Donald Trump. He's trying to send a $500,000 bill to stop him from coming. That doesn't sound very diverse to me. I guess they get to define diversity, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
So what if when Obama came, you had said, well, ordinarily I'd welcome a sitting president, but how do you think that would have gone over?
I know, it's ridiculous. and there were not bills sent, you know, for Obama's visit. Now, I think a fair question, if you're in a community and a president visits and there is a cost to the community that's unanticipated, you know, you didn't know he was coming, and now you have an overtime expense, for instance, you know, I happen to think in the case of Minneapolis, they're going to get a lot more publicity than they ever would. So, you know, it's a good thing for Minneapolis. They're on the national, international stage because the president's visiting, and there's a cost to that. Now, the statute, as I understand it, we're going to ask this of a Trump campaign official at the bottom of the hour, but my understanding is that the federal government is responsible for the lion's share of the security costs. I think occasionally there's overtime and things that the city covers, but this $500,000 bill was something he was playing a game with completely. But, you know, fair question. Set aside if it's a Republican, a Democrat, if it's Trump, it's Obama, it's Clinton, whatever. You know, do you believe a president coming is something the city should consider a worthy taxpayer expense? You're footing the bill, so let me know what you think about that. 800-228-0550. We have more trash talk from the mayor coming up, and more of what's on your mind. You tell me what's on your mind. Would you do that? By calling us at 800-228-0550. More after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to mineraltracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Thursday, November 7th, the Active Military Veterans Appreciation Event. More info will be coming up at Block Off Thursday, November 7th. Meanwhile, pop into Schwann Buick GMC.com because the 2019s have to go. The 2020s are coming. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Can you predict the future? That's pretty tough sometimes. But before you get too far down the path with your mineral rights, The good folks at Mineral Tracker are here to support you. That's the primary focus for them. It means making sure you get the best price for your minerals. The team of experts know the market, know the industry, consistently able to get mineral owners a higher price than the original offers. So if you're looking to sell, first talk to Jeff at Mineral Tracker. Joel, these guys have your back. Call them 833-842-2924, mineraltracker.com, mineraltracker.com. Should we finish on the mayor? Do we have more of his comments in the press conference to mock? I mean,
when the news broke of the upcoming rally, I said that under ordinary circumstances, I would be honored to welcome a sitting president of the United States.
What's that?
I also said that these are not ordinary circumstances.
Why are these not ordinary circumstances?
What's... Because he hates Trump.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
And he's trying to gain favor to be politically more relevant with other people who hate Trump. So this is all about it. So the whole thing is, and folks, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. When you're down to the Minneapolis level, when you're, rallying Detroit Lakes, Minnesota with a dozen people triggers some guy who hates Trump, gets out of his car and screams at people and threatens to kill him. It's ridiculous what it's come to. Now they're trying to undo an election. Here's why. You remember the comment from Stephen Miller that I played, I forget what day this week, where he described the deep state and what they're trying to do, unelected bureaucrats making decisions? Trump doesn't play the game. Republicans and Democrats have played the game. They've got to stop him. They've got to impeach him. They've got to do anything in their power to get him. And you have to wonder, somebody out there that not a Trump fan, didn't vote for Trump, in their heart of hearts, do you think they look at that transcript on the call from the Ukraine and go, aha, this is horrible. It's a nothing burger. It's ridiculous. I mean, they lie about it every day to try to make it something it's not. He was trying to take on an opponent in the election. No, he was trying to get something investigated that Robert Mueller couldn't get done back from 2016. You can't assign a motive to him doing what he's doing. There's a quid pro quo. No, there isn't. There's no quid pro quo in that call. Well, there was aid, that was, that he didn't say it, but he meant, okay, now you can get in his head what he meant by that. And does it matter the fact that he has said about every bit of federal aid, we're not going to give it until other countries match it and participate to the percentage of their economy either?
And he said that since before he got elected.
But I'm here to tell you, friends, this is a war. This is an information war. This is a war for the soul of our country. They love using that line on the left. But I'm telling you, when you can upend an election, when you can stop down in his tracks Donald Trump, who they are so worried he's going to do what he says he's going to do, because the difference it'll make. Look at North Dakota. Look where North Dakota would be in ag and energy if Hillary Clinton had won. What kind of decline would be coming? Waters of the U.S. whacking farmers something horrible.
Can you imagine?
Cheerleading that.
Oh.
Unleashing the EPA to shut down the energy industry. I mean, you can't even wrap your mind around it. So, we have no choice here but to battle. This is the battle of our lifetime. By battle, I don't mean pick up your bayonets, but I do mean use your voice. Use your smarts. And when enough people do, they'll get the message. They'll get the message. A texter is upset. Mark from Hazen says, KX News this morning talked about a renowned environmentalist visiting Standing Rock yesterday. Mark's commentary was, give me a break. Give me a break. Forum Communications story on this. Interesting. She was there yesterday, Greta, with the daughter of Chase Iron Eyes. Chase Iron Eyes, the one who's been on the wrong side of the law a few times in his day, sending photos he shouldn't be sending to people and the like. So Chase Iron Eyes has locked himself into this cottage industry of going out and getting cash for being the spokesperson, you know, the guy that's out front defending the environment. So his daughter was there with Chase, I'm sorry, with Greta yesterday. And according to the reporting here, Thunberg met Dakota Iron Eyes, who was one of the Standing Rock citizens that helped garner support for the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline protest in 2016 through the Respect Our Water campaign at a September event at George Washington University. The two activists became friends from there, and Iron Eyes invited Thunberg to her homelands. First, the two visited the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, then protested the Keystone XL pipeline, well, of course, before heading to Standing Rock. But what I find interesting was the line, helped garner support for the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline protest. What kind of support do you suppose that was? Might it be financial? Who did it come from? Who's writing the checks for Greta to fly around the world?
As Arsenio Hall used to say, things that make you go,
There you go. Just think about a little bit of that right there. Yeah. Texter says, I'm a big supporter of President Trump, but he made a big mistake in abandoning the Kurds. Some people feel that way. I don't feel like bringing 50 troops home is abandoning the Kurds. It's 50 troops, you know, a police force. It's not a huge force. If we were not remaining in the region to be that quick strike force and help the Kurds, I'd share your concern. But I don't think it's worth it.
You know, and I guarantee you, we've got enough armament within 20 minutes of that conflict to do whatever needs to be done.
Texas says, rumors of Trey Gowdy joining the legal Trump team. Have you heard that? I have heard that. I don't think it's a rumor. I think it's a done deal. I think they're just working on details, what I saw yesterday. Isn't that great?
Love it.
I do, too. Trey Gowdy on the team. Outside counsel. Part of the impeachment inquiry. Nothing be better. Give those, Adam Schiff is quaking. Chris, on the road, what's on your mind, Chris?
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you saw, too, that it broke this morning that there's documents uncovered that Ukraine had already opened up the investigation into Biden and Burisma 4 months prior to Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Yeah, so I said that about 10 days ago, and I'm absolutely amazed that's never been out there. I don't remember where I heard it, but that's a very significant nugget. You're absolutely right.
Right, and then also kudos to Trey Gowdy. Trump's got the legal dream team with Sekulow, DeGeneva, Gowdy, Giuliani on his side. Democrats are screwed. So, thank you for taking my call, and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Where did I hear that? On the probe having been opened. Oh, John Solomon from The Hill. He's got a lot of good stuff on this. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind 28 before the top of the hour, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Should local taxpayers be okay with bearing some of the cost of a presidential visit? I want you to answer that from the perspective of not a fan of the president's or a fan of any other party or whatever. Just I'm just kind of curious. We should have a standard for this so it can't be used as a political instrument, which clearly it has been here. In the case of Mayor Fried. Is that his last name, Fried? F-R?
Yeah, Fry.
Okay,
Fry. I heard Fry this morning, too. I don't know.
No, it is Fry.
It's Fry. Yeah, it's Fry.
It's Fried? Okay, good.
Yeah, Fried.
Yeah, Fry.
Fried.
He's Fried, yeah. I got it. My pillow.
I think of the guy from Futurama for some reason. That's just my brain, or lack thereof. Yeah.
One of our fine sponsors on the program is My Pillow. Mike Lindell will be there. In fact, he'll be speaking to the crowd tomorrow. Doors open at 4 at the Target Center. The actual rally starts at 7. And it's fun. It really is. I mean, it's a long time. There's some hassles getting in and out. But your adrenaline's just pumping at one of these rallies. By the time the president comes out, it really is amazing. And it's fun people watching. I enjoy that as much as anything. Just, you know, seeing how excited people are. And they take it all in. And, you know, the occasional protester. Kev, can you find me a kind of the president's classic line when he tosses a protester?
Yeah.
Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. I love that line. Anyway, Mike Lindell will be there tomorrow, and that'll be fun. We're going to be chatting with him, too. So if you want to chat with, want to see Mike Lindell, the inventor, the genius behind MyPillow, why wouldn't you come? He'll be there, too. And he has, for our listeners, a really good deal right now. Up to 50% off MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. You just click on the Radio Listener Special right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Special. And then you get, for instance, a MyPillow $89.99 for $29.99. And every MyPillow product comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. That removes the risk. Just try this out. You'll like it. 10-year warranty, too. Never go flat. Never go flat. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Or call 800-506-9028. I should talk to Mike. Maybe we should do a thing where if there's a protester or two, and there will be tomorrow, no doubt about it, maybe go home to mommy and here's your pillow, you know?
Oh, we have a protester. We have a protest. We have a pro... Out, out, out. Be nice. Out. Get him out of here. Get him out. You know, you really say, where do these people come from? Bye-bye. So we've had three singles so far. I tell you what. Where do these people come? You know, I'll tell you what. Oh, we have another one over here, another single. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Looks like a nice little guy, actually. Go home to mommy.
There we go.
Go home.
Oh, wow.
Bye. Go home to mommy.
Bye.
Go home to mommy.
Go home to mommy.
Oh, man, that is not a guy you want to heckle.
No.
That's just not a guy you want to heckle.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
There are some comedians you just don't talk during their act.
Exactly.
Don't.
Yeah. You're not going to win
you're
that battle
get crushed.
With him. You're just not. Exactly.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that... Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez ended up on Price is Right. Do we have that clip?
What? I don't. Yeah. I didn't know about it. What?
Yeah, I can't wait to see it because I guess they just taped it and she guessed everything is free. So, you know.
Right into that one. Wow.
Boom, boom. I mean, as long as we're talking heckling and comedians, I had to do it. You know.
Who knew Scott was going to have the great punchline of the day? That was good.
Yeah. Actually, a listener helped me with that one. Just send it to him. Very nice. Very nice. Texter says, please bring up the Weinstein case. I get a lot of comments on Facebook. Everybody wants to know whatever happened with that. We're talking about Harvey Weinstein?
I think so. He's in appeal process now. He's trying to. There's other people have come forward on it. I think that's what you got. I don't know any other Weinstein case.
Don't know. I would assume that's it, but we'll do a little checking for you. I just hope he gets what he has coming. One other news note I just saw here I passed along for all of our fine listeners in oil country. The EIA has come out with a new oil price forecast, and it has lowered their oil price, expecting a WTI, which is the crude that we watch the closest here, sweet Bakken crude, which gets a higher price now that the Dakota Access Pipeline could get it to more markets. It's a good thing. We used to have the discount because of the transportation, but we actually have a premium crude. So that's the beauty there. But anyway, this certainly affects Bakken crude as well, but they're projecting that WTI crude prices will average $52.50 a barrel in the first quarter of 2020 and $51.19 per barrel in the second quarter of 2020, which is, and this is the news, significantly below the September outlook from the EIA. They raised the U.S. oil production projection for 2019 to an average of 12.26 million barrels per day, but the 2020 forecast has been cut by about 60,000 barrels per day to 13.7. So, bottom line, what they're forecasting oil prices to be in the first half of 2020, down from what they had predicted before. So, it's a ways off, so we'll see. Yes, Weinstein the pervert that had dirt on the Clintons and killed himself while in protective jail cell.
Well, it was Epstein.
That's Epstein, not Weinstein.
Yeah, wrong Steve.
Yeah, but...
Maybe that's what he was talking about.
I'm sure some people were wishing that, but, you know, come on.
The other thing I could find on Harvey Weinstein in the first interview about Ronan Farrow claimed that secret payouts and Matt Lauer had a lot to do with killing some sort of expose they were doing on Weinstein. But I don't think that's all that's going on.
Is that why the Family Guy episode is Once Upon a Weinstein?
Yeah. Exactly.
Another texter says, why is Trump scared to hear from the protesters? This is an interesting comment.
Scared?
So let me ask for a little intellectual honesty from the caller first. So Barack Obama is at an event. A protester stands up, disrupts 15,000 people from hearing what Barack Obama has to say. You want him to hear from the protester? I'm guessing not. So, interesting little, whiny comment there, but nobody goes to an event to hear somebody and wants to hear somebody else disrupt it.
Are they saying anything new? That's another thing I don't know. Is there anything new, or they just don't like me?
I also don't think that it would be wise of the president to engage the protester in a sense of, okay, what are you saying, and answering whatever, because it'd be more difficult for the protester to get out of there without
right.
somebody being a yahoo. So
having to state some facts.
I think it's the responsible thing to do. Can you ask how much impacted West Acres dollars is spent west of 9th in West Fargo? Interesting question there. How much impacted West Acres dollars is spent west of 9th, West Fargo? So when you say impact, I assume you mean property tax. And that benefits West Fargo School District and the Fargo City. So I would assume west of 9th is all of West Fargo, right? So it would just be school district impact, not the other. Pretty sure that I have that right. So, Texter says, I'm sure the global warming people would equate all this snow is because of humidity created by glaciers melting. Okay, all you guys that were spiking the football on Greta coming and getting a snow present. It's actually glacier melting. But they'd come up with that anyway, yeah. They'd probably do that. Speaking of the global warming, it has been canceled. And the winter storm warning starts at 1 a.m. this morning, Central Time.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this morning. Tomorrow morning, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I'm talking about what's coming.
1 a.m. Thursday.
What's happened. Yes, 1 a.m. Thursday. Okay, so tonight, basically.
Right.
Middle of the night. Winter storm warning kicks in, and then it goes until
Friday morning at 7.
Friday morning, 7 a.m. Okay.
And then we're not
we have another
yet.
another little prize, because the winter storm watch comes behind that from Friday morning through Saturday morning. Interesting. Here's my favorite part. Total snow accumulations of 8 to 12 inches. Locally higher amounts possible. Winds gusting. Pardon me?
For the first storm.
Yeah, this is the first one. That's not the second one. But when they say winter storm watch, does that mean the second one's not for sure yet? I think so. It's not for sure.
Well, for the winter storm watch, accumulation could exceed 8 inches. So we've got 8 to 12 on the winter storm warning. Then on the watch, total accumulation could exceed 8 inches.
Yeah.
8 plus 8 is 16. This is going to be fun.
Wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. For the winter storm watch, heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulations, again, the second storm, could exceed 8 inches. With wind gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. So wind gusts actually higher in the second storm. And this is going to happen over north central, south central, and southeast North Dakota. There you go. And here's a newsflash. Travel could become very difficult to impossible. Mm-hmm. So, you know what we know, friends. There you go. 800-228-0550. Bill O'Reilly coming up a little later on this morning. We're going to talk with him about his new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Get your questions in for Bill. If you'd like, we'll take those by text, 701-367-2054 already. Call that came in off the air here.
Hi, good morning, Scott. I guess he has no problems in Minnesota, but he has a problem with everybody shutting down the ass things. He doesn't have any problem with that, huh? The common people are trying to do a job and get through the town. He had his interstate. He has such a great city. Well, this guy here has got problems. It's the state of Minnesota, and the problem with Minnesota is that they know they're losing their Democratic Party because the Republicans are going to take it over because of their stupid ideas.
I love it. Yes, sir!
Because of their stupid ideas. The bigger question remains, if you agree, what are you doing about it? All need to engage, folks. That's the bottom line. More after this.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget?
Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
You've heard about concrete's strength. But what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the folks with the fighter spirit at Oasis Petroleum. Love what they do, and you know what? More importantly, they love what you do. The folks at Oasis Petroleum have us celebrating the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans. When you see somebody that's the type that goes into the storm, that's the buffalo spirit. That's what buffalo do. They go into the storm. The cows, they go the other way. The buffalo, they go into the storm. That's no stuff for the faint of heart. No easy deal. So if you see somebody doing that, it's a teacher teaching your kids. It's a law enforcement officer protecting where you live. It's a mayor serving, not because he wants to be a hotshot Justin Trudeau lookalike like fried down there in the Twin Cities, but because he's a true public servant. That is to be the Buffalo spirit, and it's everywhere. So when you see it, just give us a call. Tell us the person's name. We'll do the work tracking down all the information, but tell us who it is, where you saw them, what they were doing. 855-200-1776 and the Be the Buffalo Spirit. You know what else is the Be the Buffalo Spirit? When you're building a new airport in Williston and you have wells on the property and the road is planned for an area that's going to be a problem for you, just build the road. That's what the folks at Oasis did. Just build a road for you. What? Yeah, we'll build the road. The road you drive into at the Williston Basin International Airport, built by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Is that cool or what? Okay, 800-228-0550. All you happy texters today, I love you. I love the fact that you are, you know, we get texts by the hundreds around here with comments on the program, but guess what? We want you to call. Remember we had that winner on Friday when we were broadcasting from the Williston Airport and we did the caller, we were looking for the Ronald Reagan phrase that I was thinking of. I got texts from people saying, thanks a lot. You excluded me from your contest because I can't call while I'm at work. Well, most often we have text contests. But what we love is people who call us and wait. You get the first priority when you call. You really do. And I can't get off this game that's going on between the mayor of Minneapolis and the president. Tries to saddle the president with a bill. He really wanted that rally canceled. He would love that, that mayor. But he forgot who he was dealing with. That's the problem. Doesn't work that way. The Republican National Committee spokesperson, Deputy Communications Director, Cassie Schmedley is here. Cassie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're talking about this doofus mayor. Oh, no, I did it. I was trying not to name call just like him. But you know, he says he's for diversity, but I don't think he's real honest about that because he's not looking for the president's opinions or the 70,000+ people that want to be there with him. Right?
That's right. There's a lack of diversity of thought, of course. Right? And but I love that the MAGA nation and the president said we're not going to stand for this. We see exactly what you're doing. One thing that's been completely underreported, if not misreported, is that security fee that he said, no, the Trump campaign should pay for. Not only, A, is it by law has to be paid for by Secret Service, and they work with the local communities to make sure the security needs are met, which communities all over the country, of course, want to have safe events, and so they adhere to. But he completely inflated the bill. That is several times over what the cost typically is for an event. And so just that he would even try and do that by not only saying, well, you can't have the event here. Okay, if you're going to have the event here, then you have to pay for it for this local security need, which lawfully the campaign cannot pay for. And then I'm going to give you a bill that's just out of control and completely price gouge you to just put an extra cherry on top of my bias. But I love how the community has stood up. I love how the local police union said, we can't be seen in our uniforms. Great. We're making T-shirts and we're going to make sure you see us in those shirts. And now the president has tweeted the T-shirt. I'm sure it's sold out everywhere. That's the free market responding to such bias.
Absolutely. And what does it say that the demand is what it is for, you know, the president in what is viewed as a blue state? Obviously, it was close when President Trump ran. But I think they're a little worried about the political winds changing. Do you?
Oh, I think it's absolutely right. You know, I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. I used to live there, school there, work there. And you'd always see our friends in Minnesota, they'd say, they peer over and say, we like what's happening over in Wisconsin. You know, and as you saw in Minnesota, things get tougher and tougher and tougher. People were moving across the state line or moving up to the Dakotas where things are going well and there were always jobs, even in tough times. And I think it's so interesting that Minnesotans now are saying, we want to be a part of this great American comeback. And we are being completely slighted by our political leaders, whether that's the local police chief or, of course, a governor or our representatives in Congress. And to see how close they came in 2016 to flipping that state, now they're saying we're going to finish the job. And there's a reason that it's one of the most closely watched states, but I absolutely love that the president is spending so much time there this far out. This isn't even his first stop there, as you know, because he says, I want you to be a part of this great American comeback, and I'm going to make sure that just like so many other forgotten men and women of America are forgotten no more, we want to make sure Minnesota is very much a part of that, and the whole region, frankly.
Looking forward to it. Do you have a new number on how many people have requested tickets?
I don't, but if I had to guess, I would say it's a lot, but I haven't seen a new number yet. Looking forward to that for sure.
Probably north of
Get
in line. Get in line, folks. Nice and early. Cassie Smedley, Republican National Committee, thank you. More coming up.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field. Discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.